Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
One of the major advantages the New York Knicks have against any other team they go against is the defense they get from their center position. Starting center Isaiah Hartenstein locks it down for defense. And then off the bench, you now have Mitchell Robinson, who is a dominant rebounder himself, but also blocks many shots. The question comes up, though, for this offseason, with Isaiah Hartenstein being in a contract year and the Knicks already having signed Mitchell Robinson for a very long extended period of time, the Knicks are going to have to make a decision. Do they keep both centers or do they pick one over the other? And if the Knicks are going to choose Isaiah Hartenstein, they're going to have to pay him for it. And recently, an NBA insider revealed what Isaiah Hartenstein's offseason deal could look like for the Knicks. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Isaiah Hartenstein's price tag has finally been revealed. It's no secret. Isaiah Hartenstein this offseason is going to command a very high asking price. And that's because he's proved to everybody in the league, especially the New York Knicks, that he can step in and play starter level minutes and also be a starter quality level big. And that's what he's done this season. And because of that, he's earned himself a significant payday. But that begs the question, what number is that payday? How much money has Isaiah Hartenstein really earned himself for a new deal? Well, according to Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype, he's earned around the $13 million mark. According to Michael Scotto, several executives who spoke with Hoops Hype believe Hartenstein could command around $13 million a year in free agency this summer, roughly the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception. And in the exclusive interview that Hoops Hype did with Isaiah Hartenstein, Hartenstein stated the following about this contract situation with the New York Knicks. "I'm focused on what I'm doing right now. I know I put myself in a great position to get a little upgrade. Right now, I'm focused on the Knicks. I love it here. And hopefully, we'll figure something out. But at the end of the day, business is business." And then Michael Scotto asked Isaiah Hartenstein if the money is equal regarding if other teams paid him the same amount that the New York Knicks would offer him, would he stay? Isaiah Hartenstein answered simply, "Yeah." Let's not forget to remind you guys that Isaiah Hartenstein right now is averaging career highs in minutes, 24.9, rebounds, 8.3. and steals, 1.1. Oh yeah, of course, as well as being an improved distributor and facilitator for this Knicks team. Let's not forget, against Sacramento, he had 9 assists. We have to remember that. And then he continued his playmaking ways when the New York Knicks took on the Bulls. Obviously, we didn't win that game, but it's been great to see Isaiah Hartenstein and the levels he's been able to reach as he's pushed himself as a starter for this Knicks team. Shout out to Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype for giving us the following information about Isaiah Hartenstein and what potential value he could command come this offseason. Honestly, $13 million sounds just about right for Isaiah Hartenstein. He has done everything in his power at this point in time to prove to everybody who would watch and listen that he is absolutely a starting center in this league. He can do starting center things in this league. He can play high minutes and make sure he has an impact for any team he's on, not only defensively, but especially offensively. I've been seeing him work on that floater. He's been doing a really good job of it as of late. But also, that playmaking, his passing, the Knicks have never seen anything like that. They've never had a big like that to be able to do the things Hartenstein is doing. He looks like a mini Joker out there. Maybe he doesn't have the same type of touch offensively. However, defensively, he is amazing. Pass-wise, he is getting better and better each day. He's getting better chemistry with the guys on the team, and because of that, it's affecting and helping his playmaking, helping his facilitation, making sure he's more of an impact when he's out there on the floor. He becomes more of a threat when he's out there because now you have to worry about Isaiah Hartenstein passing the ball, scoring the ball, and also defending the ball. He is more of a threat out there than Mitchell Robinson is, in my opinion. So if you're asking me who the Knicks should potentially go with, Isaiah Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson, if I had to choose between the two, and it really does break my heart to say this, I would choose Isaiah Hartenstein over Mitchell Robinson. However, that's not to say that if I couldn't retain the two, I wouldn't try to do that. Because if I could get Isaiah Hartenstein for a fair, maybe a steal of a deal, and I could also keep Mitch, I might want to do that. The only reason I might want to do that is because those two together, whether one starts or one comes off the bench, it doesn't matter. Defensively, that center duo would run through the league. Nobody's stopping the New York Knicks if Isaiah Hartenstein is starting.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mitchell Robinson's coming off the bench. Defensively, they're a nightmare for each and every team they go against because not only are they great rebounders, but they're great shot blockers as well too. Isaiah Hartenstein does not get enough credit for the shots that he blocks. He doesn't create that same fear or put that same fear that Mitchell Robinson does in opposing players, but he does other things very well for this Knicks team, things that Mitchell Robinson just cannot do. And I don't know if Mitchell Robinson will ever be able to do the things that Isaiah Hartenstein can do in terms of passing and in terms of scoring the ball. Even if he has this type of offensive game, this offensive bag that we've never seen, I still don't think it will match up to Isaiah Hartenstein's game and what he means to this current Knicks team. Ihart does not need the ball in his hands to be effective or impactful. He can help affect the games in a number of different areas. Mitchell Robinson, his main impact is only on defense. Isaiah Hartenstein helps a lot of other levels. Now, maybe it's on the New York Knicks as well, too, because I will agree, the Knicks do not utilize the lob threat that is Mitchell Robinson. If they did that more, maybe they would create more opportunities in the wings, on the perimeters, because defenses would then have to collapse on Robinson, allowing for the shooters to be more open. And then, if they're open, and the Knicks actually have the shooters on their team right now, that if you leave them open, they're going to make you pay. That's why that recipe right there is a recipe for success if the Knicks were to utilize the lob threat. Honestly, though, they just don't do it enough, and it doesn't seem like this current Knicks team plays that way. What they try to do is break you down as soon as they get past half court. And if they can, they're going to run and try to get a quick bucket. That's what this current Knicks team tries to do. They do not try to utilize the lob threat. They don't try to pass to Mitchell Robinson in there. And I'm not really sure why. Because of how tall he is, he could pretty much catch any ball you throw at him. So if he's in the paint and you throw a ball anywhere, it's an instant lob threat. And that means defenses at some point in time are going to have to collapse on that. That means the New York Knicks can utilize the opportunities that that lob threat gives you. But because they don't utilize it, they never get to take advantage of it. So because of all of those things, in my opinion, just given Isaiah Hartenstein's game and the fact that when he's on the floor, he's more of an impact, in my opinion, than Mitchell Robinson is, I would think that Isaiah Hartenstein would be the center that the New York Knicks would likely want to choose moving forward. Is that going to happen? That's anybody's guess. But clearly, Isaiah Hartenstein is happy in New York. He wants to stay in New York, but he understands business is business at the end of the day. The New York Knicks are looking to make an all-star or superstar trade this offseason. And they're obviously going to need to make the money work, have the necessary players, but also have the necessary picks. They have all of those things already. They could still do a sign-in trade with Isaiah Hartenstein if it comes down to it, or they can re-sign Isaiah Hartenstein and then trade Mitchell Robinson away in one of those deals for that all-star player. Anything could happen. A lot of things are on the table right now, and those questions aren't really going to get answered until the New York Knicks do something in the postseason, make a lot of noise, and hopefully have a deep postseason run. Because if they do that, that's going to make them more attractive to other stars around the league. And if other stars become disgruntled this offseason, that's just going to open up the Knicks in terms of trades they can make. Who that player is going to be, it's anybody's guess. But one thing we know for sure is that regardless who's on that list, if the opportunity is right and it presents itself, the New York Knicks and president Leon Rose will pounce on that opportunity and do everything in their power to lock up that player and get him on this roster. We already know that, given how shrewd and clever Leon Rose has been for the New York Knicks this season. And if you ask Isaiah Hartenstein, in terms of his defense, why it's improved so much, he actually gives credit to Tom Thibodeau in terms of taking his defense to another level. According to Hartenstein, "Thibs helped me a lot, especially on the defensive end. I was good with the Clippers defensively, but Thibs really helped me with that, and it probably took me to another step. He'd show me film and talk me through practice on how to prepare. I think that's what he does well, how he prepares for games. I think a lot of people don't see that. He's probably in his office from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and probably earlier than that with how he prepares. He also gives the little details with any questions I have, especially defensively, to help me out. It's no secret, Tom Thibodeau is a defensive-minded head coach. So because of that, it would figure the reason if you played for him and you were a good defender or an okay defender, you would likely become a lot better. And that's exactly what happened with Isaiah Hartenstein. In that particular quote, he not only sounds grateful, but he sounds thankful to head coach Tom Thibodeau for being able to help his game and making Hartenstein go to that next level. Because that next level is going to get him paid. And he knows that. So coach Tom Thibodeau is, in a way, helping Isaiah Hartenstein get that next payday. And obviously Hartenstein wants that payday to be with the New York Knicks. I hope it is too, but that's all going to depend on Isaiah Hartenstein and what that final value ends up being. Because if it's too high, the New York Knicks are not going to re-sign him. But if it's really low, or maybe it's around $13 million, I do think the New York Knicks are going to bite the bullet and end up re-signing Isaiah Hartenstein. And if that happens, the time will be ticking for Mitchell Robinson and his time on this Knicks squad. Because I think if the Knicks end up signing Isaiah Hartenstein to a new deal, they're going to look for another all-star to pair with Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle on this team. And if that's the case, you're going to need players to move. Mitchell Robinson, in terms of his contract, has one of the best deals in the league. Since that's the case, he's likely going to be a trade piece for that all-star the New York Knicks want to bring in. Could it go that way? It definitely could. Could it go a different way where the New York Knicks do not end up going after Isaiah Hartenstein in free agency and he ends up walking to another team and the Knicks stay pat with Mitchell Robinson as their starting center? That could happen too. But just looking at this Knicks team, looking at Leon Rose and the moves he's made over this season, especially the moves he's going to make into next season, I think it's very clear the Knicks have one thing in mind: to build the best team possible so they can compete for an NBA championship each and every year. Isaiah Hartenstein definitely supports that cause. So that's why I think he's likely going to get re-signed for the New York Knicks this offseason. But anything is possible. You never know what happens. We're all going to have to be patient and wait and see exactly what happens with the New York Knicks and Isaiah Hartenstein. But what about you guys? What do you think about iHeart potentially making $13 million this come offseason? And are you guys okay with that? Would you be good with the New York Knicks offering iHeart a $13 million annual deal? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.